community each Sunday at 9:30 by joining us in person at 823 Merchant Street or on our live radio broadcast right here on KVOE.
Live and local. Good morning, 843. Sunshine, 46 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Morning Show, Lyon County Election Officer / County Clerk Tammy Vopot. Things getting very busy in that election office here over the next several days.
Yeah, here we go. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how busy are you here this week? You got some rather important dates coming up here very soon.
Yeah, we do. We do. And it is getting busy. It's picking up in our office really at a fast pace. So I've got some dates that I'd like to get out there and make sure people know what we're doing and what their options are.
Okay, so if you haven't registered to vote yet, that deadline is near, right?
It is. It's Tuesday, the 15th. So we need to make sure that if you need to change your voter registration or anything, that you need to do that before or by the end of the day on the 15th of October.
For folks that need to register for the first time, what do they need to bring in? For folks that want to change their voter registration, what do they need to do?
Basically, just come into the office and fill out a new form. You can do it in person in my office, or you can go to ksvotes.org and do it right there online. Really easy, and it'll get emailed straight to our office.
All right, so yeah, the registration, that deadline, as Tammy mentioned, Tuesday, October the 15th, and then the next day, it looks like, what, we have advance voting by mail starting?
We have, yes, advance voting by mail starting. So we're going to mail out. Right now, we've got over 600 ballots that are slated to go out in the mail on Wednesday the 16th, and then also we will start early voting at the Anderson Building from 10 to 7 that day, and we'll go through the rest of the week. Thursday the 17th, we'll be there from 10 in the morning till 7 at night. On Friday the 18th, we'll be there from 10 in the morning till 4 p.m., and on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Tammy, I know that here for the primary, you had a multi-day event, and in years past, it's been a single day. Are you looking now at basically having a multi-day off-site event like this, you know, like we've seen this year, basically as standard operating procedure for years on out?
Well, I guess I wouldn't be the one to answer that question.
That is true. I've got to ask Amy Jackson, unless there's some sort of
there
massive write-in campaign.
You know, years ago, I'm proud to say my staff and I decided to start early voting, doing a satellite early voting. And so we started on Saturday with Saturday voting, and it was so well received by the voters that we continued it all these years. And with this big of an election, we opened that early voting opportunity up for the voters. So we want everyone to have a good chance and opportunity to get out and vote. So if you don't make it to the Anderson Building between the 16th and the 19th, you can vote early in my office starting on the 21st, and that will go, it'll be 8 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday, and it will end on Monday, November 4th at noon.
All right, and of course, Election Day coming up Tuesday, November 5th. Polling places, they remain the same, Tammy?
Polling sites remain the same, yes, sir. No changes there. I'm very thankful that all of those that let us use their facility is for voting. We just really appreciate that. So, we're geared up and ready to go.
Tammy, talk about your staff, the ones that you have in the office, plus kind of how you wind up bolstering the core staff that you have here for these busy election time periods.
Well, I have an amazing staff. I can't give them enough credit. They really know how to do their job, and they do it well. During advance voting in the office starting on the 21st, we'll have two people that will come in and help us just on a part-time basis processing voters, because that line will, I mean, we'll have a lot of people in the courthouse during that 2-week period. Looking back at the past, I mean, that's kind of what history shows us. And so we have a couple extra people to help us out with that process and covering, you know, everything that we need to do and backing up the staff that my staff as they work through the rest of the process, getting the equipment ready and preparing for the election.
So when is equipment checking day? When does that all happen?
It's already happened.
It's happening, huh?
Yeah, we finished it last week, and we'll wrap it up. Well, we've got a little bit more to do this week, but that will finalize it, and we'll be ready to go.
So what about training on your volunteers? You have a get-together with them?
We do. We're going to have an election school.
There we go.
Yeah. It's going to be on, let's see, Friday the 1st of November.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to train about 80 to 90, closer to 90 election board workers that, golly, guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate them volunteering and stepping up. And, you know, so many people have worked for me for several years, and their dedication and loyalty to me and to Lyon County is just, I just can't say enough. And I've had my board set for several months now, so everyone's been contacted. Everyone has said, yes, I'll work and help, and we're ready to go.
Tammy, I want to ask you a couple of things, one of which has to do with electioneering. Obviously, this is a presidential campaign, so part one of this is what are the electioneering rules, and B, do you get more concerns about electioneering in a presidential cycle versus the other cycles that you have?
Well, you know, when you have a bigger election and you have more turnout, you have more of a chance of people, you know, electioneering. And I'm not saying that they're doing that on purpose. People forget maybe they're wearing a cap that supports a candidate or a T-shirt or a sticker or something like that. But electioneering is promoting a candidate or a question within 250 feet of a polling site. And so, on October 16th at the Anderson Building, there won't be those electioneering rules will come into play anytime there's an open poll site. And so 250 feet buffer around that front door, that building, will be the rule that we follow. And so it doesn't actually, for that location, it doesn't really get out into across the street and stuff like that, so we don't have to worry about it too much. But, yes, electioneering is not allowed, and we monitor it. My election board workers monitor it, and it's never really been a problem in the past. People sometimes just forget, and we just need to remind them and, you know, maybe have to take down a yard sign or campaign sign or something like that once in a while, but it's never really been a big issue.
Tammy, the other question I had is about really election integrity and vote security. Obviously, we had major issues, or at least concerns about this 4 years ago. They've bubbled up periodically. There was a county clerk in Colorado who got sentenced to 9 years in prison for a vote tampering scheme. Tell voters here in Lyon County some of the steps, or maybe all of the steps, that are taken here to ensure vote integrity and a vote confidence, for lack of a better term.
You know, we have, let me start out with saying my focus has always been on Lyon County and doing the best for Lyon County. We have, like I've said, I've repeated it so many times, but my staff does an amazing job. They know their equipment. We purchased that election equipment years ago. It has proven to be safe and accurate. I mean, we test it. We audit it. It's solid. None of our election equipment is our voting machines or tabulators are on the Internet. We program all of our ballots and our system in-house. We build the ballot. We build the election. We build the ballot, and we process those the tabulation that night in our office. It is not on the Internet, so there's nothing that can get hacked. You can't hack it in.
So there's no way to access that.
There's no way to access
it.
It's not hooked up to anything
outside. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I have just 100%. In support of how we do elections in Lyon County. They're fair, they're accurate, and I'll just continue to do what we're doing.
Outstanding. All right, Tammy. Well, instead of going through the full schedule, let's go through what's going to be taking place next week, how things kind of open up here for the general election cycle across Lyon County.
Pretty much the same thing. I mean, early voting is going to start on the 16th through the 19th at the Anderson Building, and then we'll start advance voting in my office on the 21st, 8 to 5 each day.
Okay, so the hours again at the Anderson Building, can you go through those for us one more time, Tammy?
Absolutely. Wednesday, October 16th from 10 to 7, the 17th from 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening, on Friday the 18th, 10 in the morning to 4 p.m., and on Saturday the 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right, and then early voting begins in Tammy's office on Monday, October 21st. Tammy, thanks.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Tammy Vopot joining us, Lyon County Election Officer / County Clerk. Tomorrow we have our monthly Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Darty. We've got a surprise developing there for that. And we'll follow Tech Talk around 8:40 to 8:45 with a look ahead to what's taking place at Pioneer Bluffs this month. Director Sammy Joe Peterson joining us tomorrow around 8:45 for that interview here on KVOE.
KVOE live and local, 8:54 sunshine, 46 degrees. Good morning.
At Next Tech Wireless, you are in the driver's seat.